Welcome back, Graham Doty, to Toucher Stadium. Scoreless between the Double Days and the Hudson Valley Renegades, and the top of the fourth. Chris Kirsch remains on the mound. He's coming off a loss on July 29th at Brooklyn, where he gave up seven hits and 4 2/3. Only one win this year for Kirsch, and that was his first game this year in Hudson Valley. And he was remarkable in that game. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts against Aberdeen on the road. But we're scoreless, top of the order for the Double A's. Chris Kirsch has retired all 9 batters that he's faced so far. Leadoff batter Greg Zebrak trying to change that right here. Chris Kirsch started his professional career last year in Princeton in the Appalachian League for the Princeton Rays in West Virginia. First pitch clips the outside corner for strike one. In Princeton last year, in 10 games, Kirsch had an 8-10 ERA, 2 wins and 2 losses. 15 strikeouts, 9 walks last year. Here's the 0-1, way high. 1 ball, 1 strike to Greg Zebrak, who's batting 258. 1 home run, 10 RBIs. Taps home plate with his black bat. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Zebrak bounces it to the shortstop. Darryl George picks it up on 3 hops, throws to first, and gets Greg Zebrak for the first out. One out, base is empty. Here's Isaac Ballou. Scoreless between the Double A's and the Renegades. Lefty versus lefty matchup. Kirsch kicks and deals. First pitch, a line drive. Pass a diving shortstop, Darryl George, in a left field for a base hit. A one-out single for Isaac Ballou. That's the first hit tonight for the Double A's, and that snaps 10 in a row retired from Chris Kirsch. One out, one man on. Here's the right fielder, Wilman Rodriguez. Hit a 3-run bomb over the left foot wall to put the Double A's in front 5-1 last night in the 8th inning. Isaac Ballou takes his lead on first. He's got outstanding speed, being held on by John Alexander. Time is called. I didn't know this until we left to go on this 6-game road trip, but Isaac Ballou doesn't have a car in Auburn, and he walks everywhere, walks to the stadium. Here's the first pitch, breaking ball, swung and missed for strike one to Rodriguez. But I was in my car, I forget where I was going, but driving around at 10:15 in the morning, look out the window. Hey, that looks like Isaac. That is Isaac. Went up to him, and he said, yeah, I walk to the stadium every day. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Hits the outside corner for strike two. And Isaac lives 2 miles away from the stadium. Says he has a routine, gets up, walks to the gas station. Says he likes to spend some time in deep thought and makes his way to the baseball stadium. A throw to first, Ballou takes 2 steps and gets back to the bag safely. Top of the fourth, we're scoreless. One out, it's an 0-2 count to Wilman Rodriguez, who's 0-1 with a ground out tonight. Another throw to first, this time Ballou kind of takes an awkward half dive and it gets back to the bag safely. Ballou has 6 stolen bases this year, second most on the team. Dangles his right arm at first. Here's the 0-2 pitch, low and away for ball one. Rodriguez batting 252, he's got 1 home run and 10 RBIs. 1-2 pitch. Pulled foul, third base side. And it remains 1-2 to Rodriguez. Rodriguez is from the Dominican Republic. He's a right-handed batter. He was a non-drafted free agent in 2011. Scoreless between the Double Days and the Renegades. In game two of this three-game series, Double Days looking for their first road series win this year. 1-2 pitch on the way. This ball smoked right back up the middle past a diving second baseman, Soriano. Back-to-back singles for the Double Days. Blue to second. Rodriguez aboard on first. Still only one out here in the top of the fourth. Here's the first baseman, Gene Valdez. Valdez 0-for-1 with a ground out tonight. Valdez takes his time, standing in on the right side to face the southpaw, Chris Kirsch. He retired the first 10 batters that he faced. He's in a jam here. Double Day's looking to get him aboard first. First pitch to Valdez is in the dirt for ball one.
There's no smoking in Dutch's stadium of any kind, whether it's a real cigarette or an electronic cigarette. That's right, you in the red shirt as you're walking away. No smoking.
A pickoff move to second, a kind of a wild throw. Blue dives back in safely, hit first. The second baseman, Soriano, just did the best job he could to prevent that from going into center field. It's a 1-0 count to Valdez. One out, two men on base. We're scoreless. Kirsch comes to a set in front of his chest. Looks at Blue on second. Comes home. The 1-0. This ball is ripped. Fair down the third base side. Blue rounds third. He will score easily standing up. Heading to third is Rodriguez. He gets waved home. He will score standing up. It's a double. Now breaking for third is Valdez. He slides feet first, and he is out. But the Double Days do get two runs off the bat of Gene Valdez. 2-0. Double Days. Valdez had something, or Gary Cathcart said something to Valdez when he was thrown out at third base there. And then Gary Cathcart gave him a nice pat on the back, but Double Days do take a 2-0 lead. It is a base hit for Valdez. And he was thrown out. The left fielder, Getzman, fired it into the cutoff man, Daryl George, and George threw it to third base. Ty Young applied the tag to Valdez. So Blue and Rodriguez scored easily, standing up. Valdez got thrown out at third. We have the manager, Michael Johns, not very pleased with home plate umpire Eric Backus, who said that was a fair ball. It was a close play. It was hugging the line, went right over the bag, but home plate umpire immediately signaled fair, did Eric Backus. 2-0, Double Days in front, base is empty. We're in the top of the fourth, and Michael Johns, the manager, still not very pleased. He turns around and makes a slow walk back to the dugout, first base side for Hudson Valley. So two outs, base is empty. Here's the DH, Matt Fote. First pitch, runs outside for ball one. Fote 0-for-1 with a ground out this evening. Here's the 1-0. Shoots this one to the second baseman. Picked up by George, rather the shortstop, who throws it to first, and Matt Fote is retired 6-3. The inning is over, but the Double Days do get two runs on three hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll come back in 1 minute. You're listening to Double Days Baseball on 98.1 and 1590 WAUB.